Yeah, okay. Well, I kind of picked up a little bit more on the policy dimensions of this, and I'd say that one of the common concerns that came from the audience through our discussion was the increased reliance on these huge data flows that are generated through the IoT. As we become more reliant on those data flows, they themselves become a form of global critical infrastructure, and the integrity of those data flows becomes a global security issue. The IoT can be trivialized, as we discussed this. It's often discussed in terms of household appliances, but the World Economic Forum has referred to the Internet of Things as the fourth industrial revolution. The changes that will come about, both in a positive and negative sense, are very, very significant. One of the really significant elements is this physical dimension of the Internet of Things, the fact that it has effects in the physical world. And this is important for us, because it has implications for how we interpret international law and cyberspace. One of the challenges that we face is the difficulties of defining an armed attack or use of force in an abstract context like cyber. The Internet of Things removes that abstractness, and it makes it very concrete. Now, these kind of conversations need to be pulled through into these discussions, these global conversations about international law and about cyber norms. They're not happening as effectively or as comprehensively as they should do. And I think that's partially because we don't have the right people and the right disciplines participating in those conversations. So one of the questions that came up a number of times in our session was, what should we do? What do we do next? And I would say that one of the key things we need to do is think about how to bring together more broad group of people, really, in a sense, in the way that we have today, in different formats and different forums, people from different disciplines, not just the technical sector, although certainly them, not just engineers, but psychologists and economists and lawyers and behavioral specialists, to really support policymaking in this context. And I think multi-stakeholderism itself is kind of too simplistic. We need to really think about what are the brains that we need to solve these problems, and those people need to be able to talk outside of and beyond their own disciplines. Thank you.